Moncrief on News Talk.
Last year, Pixar released a film called Elio. Now, it wasn't a big hit, it must be said, but there was some controversy about it in that apparently there was an LGBT storyline in the film, which was then taken out. Now, the Pixar's chief creative officer, Pete Docter, defended this decision by saying that Elio is not making therapy. Though obviously that's not an assessment of the situation that everyone accepts. We're joined by Ruan O'Criadon, Executive Director of Shoutout and former Board Director of the Gays Film Festival. Good afternoon, Ruan.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
Were you particularly surprised by those comments, given the political atmosphere in the United States at the moment?
I was actually quite surprised by the comments, because I think Pixar and Disney have always had a really good reputation for showing diverse stories and for being creative and imaginative with what they put out. And maybe naively, I'd hoped that they would go against the tide that we're seeing in the US when it comes to anti-LGBT rhetoric, when it comes to anti-DEI rhetoric. I had hoped that they would have their audiences in mind and that they'd be a bit more generous with their approach to LGBT characters.
Yeah, they said they, or they claimed they, you know, the test screenings, those storylines that apparently they removed didn't go that well with the test audiences, so that's why they did it.
Which is kind of disappointing anyway. Like, I don't know if I want to see a film that's been tested to death by test audiences. I think Pixar and Disney have taken loads of risks with their films before. I think some of the films that have done really well for kids this year, like K-pop Demon Hunters, haven't been things that might immediately stand out to a test audience. And I think if a test audience doesn't approve of or doesn't agree with or isn't excited about an LGBT character, that isn't a reason to throw away an interesting story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should that, well, should it, should the only criteria be whether it's engaging or not, not, you know, how you might feel about the politics of it or whatever?
I think the criteria should be, is it engaging? Does it serve a range of audiences? Does it take a risk? From what I know about this story, a lot of the animators left the project because they were so upset with how this had gone, and they're so upset with this idea that their project had been undermined or had been changed by those kind of running the show. But I'd also question, you know, does it matter if a risky or if a diverse story doesn't test very well with a general audience when we are maybe making this to have a much greater impact on a smaller portion of your audience, on the kids who will see that and who will resonate with those characters? Does it matter if it doesn't resonate with every single mainstream audience? Because if you make a film for everybody, you're not going to make a film for anybody.
Mm. Though it's a business.
And
Elio bombed anyway. So, you know, when it comes down to it, I suppose it's about how much money did we put into it? How much money did we get back?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Is the bottom line for them.
It is. And it obviously didn't necessarily pay off in terms of their approach or in terms of their strategy. And maybe a more risky approach, or what they see as a more risky approach, might have been a better strategy. But it also begs the question, like, why is an LGBT story or an LGBT character seen as risky anyway? Why is that still seen as something that's edgy or controversial, when for so many kids, it's actually nothing out of the ordinary? A lot of the kids watching Elio or watching a Pixar movie today will have queer uncles, queer aunties, queer parents, queer siblings. And for them, it might have just been a nice representation of what their lives are actually like. I think it suggests that you're stuck in the past a little bit if you're still terrified of introducing an LGBT character. I think I would hope that we can move on a little bit from that. And I also think that those characters give a lot to kids who are maybe struggling with being different in various ways.
Also, does it feel like a kind of a retrograde step to you, in that previously we've seen Disney movies and kids' movies in general that would have had LGBT characters?
Yeah, it is. And it's not how things had been going. Like, Pixar and Disney had been slowly introducing and testing LGBT characters. There was a film that Pixar had out, I think it was Onward in 2020, that had an LGBT character played by an LGBT actor. To be honest, the CEO's comments sound more like the approach that all the tech CEOs have taken in the past few years, where they were big on EDI, they were big on DEI, and then a number of them have rolled back those approaches in line with what is going on politically. So it sounds more like a business case and a business approach, which is disappointing from a studio that's well known for making really gorgeous stories.
Yeah. Is there a trope as well that baddies were traditionally seen as kind of, well, it wasn't like they were depicted as being gay, but there was kind of coding in there that implied perhaps they were?
Yeah, it's a big trope that we joke about in the queer community, the idea of a queer-coded villain. So, like, the big ones would be Jafar in Aladdin, and the witch, the sea witch in The Little Mermaid as well. And it's the way that they're queer coded is that you might have a very feminine man like Jafar, who's feminine and effeminate and maybe a little bit creepy in how he's portrayed and his effeminacy. Scar in The Lion King as well. I saw one description say that he was limp pawed. Scar's got this kind of effeminate creepiness to him.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder if you're a young boy who does enjoy feminine toys or feminine ways of dressing. If you're a young boy who does express himself in a way that others perceive as feminine, it further plays into that idea that you're weak or there's something wrong with you. So I think the original idea with Elio was that Elio would have a pink bike and Elio would be a little feminine and would like pink things, but he'd still be the hero and the story would still be about him. So there's also, I think, an expectation or hope from the community that some of the bad representation of the past might be repaired or might be undone. So that's why we had been so excited to see stories going this way. So it's just disappointing to see all that dropped now.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not probably not in the best position to. It never struck me that Scar was effeminate rather than he was just English.
I mean, which is its own for, you know.
That's a completely different thing. That's what I've always done. Ruan O'Criordan is executive director of Shout Out and a former board member of the Gays Film Festival. Ruan, thank you, man.
Thanks
very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.